You're listening to New England Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njeri. Hundreds of protests have taken place across the country in response to police brutality and the killing of George Floyd. Some of the protests played out as organizers intended. Others ended in violence and property destruction. New England Public Radio's Ben James attended a rally yesterday in Holyoke, Massachusetts, where, due to careful organizing, it all went off without a hitch.
Whose community?
We're not here to make a fuss and have everybody, you know, get taken away before we get heard.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to keep this peaceful.
Yes.
Like other organizers across the country, Simbrit Paskins and Stephanie Mary Show have now watched numerous protests devolve into violence. But Paskins, a teacher at Holyoke High, says her community has too much to lose from that sort of destruction.
As quick as we might want to tear it down to wake these people up, it won't be built back up as fast.
With over 1,000 people gathered in front of Holyoke City Hall at the start of the march, Paskins made clear this gathering had leadership and a vision.
Remember that the folks who organized today were very strategic in the way that we'd like for this to flow for safety purposes.
She also made clear she had all of the protesters' backs.
I see that defund police, Black Lives Matter sign all the way in the back. I see you.
It's no small feat to keep an angry and distraught crowd, a crowd that fills a full city block, silent and attentive. In a recent Twitter thread, writer and cultural critic Teray critiqued a Brooklyn protest he was part of, in which protesters became agitated and police responded with violence. He describes a crowd getting restless and losing faith in its leadership. In Holyoke, organizers employed tactics from the Occupy movement to keep participants responsive.
Can everybody say mic check?
Mic check!
Let's try it one more time. Mic check!
Mic check!
Fabulous. So, if you hear the term mic check, or you hear it whispered next to you, or you hear it coming down the line from the front to the back, then you know that an organizer or a leader has some very important information to spread throughout the crowd.
Holyoke organizers, all Black and Latina women, also rallied close to 100 volunteers for first aid, bottled water distribution, cleanup, and security.
But we need to keep moving our heads at all times.
Right. Yeah.
All right. The other thing we need to look out is for cars. Yeah. They have been running the crowd.
At a protest in Northampton earlier this week, a small group engaged in a standoff with police until Chief Jody Casper agreed to take a knee. In Holyoke Tuesday, organizers accepted a donation of masks from Police Chief Manny Febo, who also offered departmental assistance.
Okay, if you need something from me, if they're not listening to you, a small group or whatever, I can help you with that too.
But they assured him they didn't need police help to keep the crowd under control.
We'll make sure we're good, I promise you.
Yeah, and I would love to march with you if you'd like.
Thank you.
In front of the police station, 5 minutes into what was planned as a 9-minute-long silence, that's the length of time a Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee to George Floyd's neck. A few people began a now familiar chant of, "I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. I can't
breathe." Then Mary Show and other leaders gently shut the chanting down. Paskin says that particular chant wouldn't help.
You know, one, we don't want to use the ones that are going to traumatize people. And two, we don't want to choose any chants that are going to push people in a direction that we didn't want to go, that would do a disservice to them.
Organizers announced a list of demands to police and protesters dispersed without incident.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming out here.
Many activists across the country are trying to deflect police antagonism, avoid life-threatening aggression from outside agitators, and channel public fury into positive change. For a few hours on Tuesday night, Holyoke got it just right.
Mic check?
Mic check!
I don't know, I was going to say that.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.